I am Lauren Joins, and for the next few moments, we're taking a look at a subject of a life-changing vision. You may open your Bibles to Isaiah, the 6th chapter, and the high water mark of the Old Testament understanding of God is found in the writings of Isaiah. The vision recorded here shaped his thinking and his preaching. This same vision will change our lives, even though it is under another law. The principle will change. And the year that the king Uzziah died, he saw also the Lord sitting on his throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim, and one cried unto another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Isaiah 6:1-3. The king was dead, and the prophet grieved. He had pinned his hopes on this earthly monarch. And God decided to show Isaiah who really was king in Israel. He revealed himself in all his holiness and his power. The effect of that vision can be summed up in three little words: woe, lo, and go. The prophet said woe, the word of conviction. Woe unto me, a man of unclean lips, in verse 5. The dazzling holiness of God made the prophet ashamed of his own unholiness. He was struck dumb. He waited to be slain by that awesome power. Mark it down, my friends. The man who doesn't know himself as an unclean sinner never has seen the Lord's power. When you stack your life against that of Jesus, it will make you cry out, as Isaiah did and as Simon Peter did. "Depart from me, I am a sinful man, O Lord." Luke 5:8. The seraphim said, "Lo," the word of cleansing. "Lo, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away." Verse 7. God does not want to destroy sinners, but he wants to destroy the sin. The lie of coal from the altar is a beautiful symbol of the cleansing of our heart through the blood of Jesus. Sin is deep-rooted. It's long-standing. The lips are unclean because of the heart, and the heart is impure. God provides through the altar of fire an inward holiness that means life instead of death. No man has to live with garbage in his heart and trash in his lips. The blood of Jesus can cleanse us from sin. You can be forgiven, renewed, and cleansed. And God said, "Go," the word of commission. As soon as his sin was purged, Isaiah heard the voice of God calling for a messenger to the people, saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" In verse 8, he volunteered on the spot without considering the salary, the fringe benefits, or the retirement plan. The unclean heart thinks of itself, just like the unclean lips speak of themselves. Sin is self-centeredness. Once the heart is cleansed, it thinks of others. And once the lips are purged, they speak for God. God said, "Go," but warned Isaiah that few would listen. The result of his ministry would be like a charred stump of a fallen tree. Not much to show for his efforts. No wonder the prophet cried, "Lord, how long?" God said, "Until the cities be washed and without inhabitants." Verse 11. "As long as there are people who will hear, you go on speaking. You won't serve because you are wanted, but because you are needed. You don't take God's word to others because we are assured of success. We do it because he says, go and tell. The holy heart is obedient and durable. It must salute like an army sergeant and endure like an army mule. Isaiah saw God, saw himself, and saw a needy world. The visions hang together. Saving grace comes from God, touches our lives with power, and reaches out through us to embrace others. The same vision will change your hearts as it did the heart of Isaiah. Thank you for listening today.